And now over to Ajahn Brahm. Ajahn Brahm's just come back from Korea.
South Korea, not North Korea. Otherwise I wouldn't have got let back here. But actually one place I did go, I taught a retreat over there for 400 people for about 4 or 5 days. And that was within 5 kilometers of the demilitarized zone. And so they had even a shelter there, just in case. We were in shelling range of North Korea. That was exciting. Actually quite boring. I live a very boring life as a monk. When I'm over there, nothing happens. When I'm in an aircraft, it never gets hijacked. It's a very boring life as a monk. But I like boring because boring is actually peaceful, and peaceful is silent, and silent is actually, it's got its own joy and happiness to it. The whole idea of like having time when it's nothing to do, that's brilliant. So instead of looking for something to do, I enjoy the space which I have in my life. So now we're going to do some meditating, and we're going to find that space in your life when you have nothing to do and nowhere to go, and you have no plans, nothing to fix up, nothing to make better, nothing to change, just accepting this moment and being here. Still, it's not boring at all. It's incredible. It's beautiful. It's a taste of freedom. Woohoo! Thank you. So if you'd like to sit down in your meditation posture, whatever that happens to be, and then close your eyes and allow yourself to go into inner space. Not outer space, inner space. The space within. So first of all, the space within your body. How does it feel? You know, we all work really hard, me included. Travelling all over the place. It's tiring. But now I come home. Home inside my body, in the space within. And I check out my space. And if I see anything in my body which needs to be adjusted, out of kindness, I adjust it. If I need to cough, out of compassion, thank you. And and I learn how to feel my body. It's a basic mindfulness exercise to know the feelings in the body and to be wise enough to know what feelings in the body can be relieved, can be lessened, can be made more comfortable. And lastly, the kindness to follow up wisdom's suggestion. And let go. Relax. Stop holding anything tightly. Loosen as many muscles and tendons and sinews and whatever else is in the body. Even loosening up the neurons in your brain, if that's possible, but you can understand what I mean. So the brain is not tight. It's loose and free. Not holding anything, not squashing, expanding. To squash something is like stressing it. To expand is everything gets soft and loose. Sometimes I imagine my body or parts of it like a sponge which has been squashed and twisted and hard. And I imagine it untwisting and expanding to become as soft as a light sponge. When the sponge is open and light, it can soak in the peace of the present. And I really feel that relaxed body. I don't just do something and then not appreciate it afterwards. As my body gets more and more comfortable, I find it delightful. There is a pleasure of comfort, of relaxation. And as a meditator, I recognize that and even develop it. So when I start meditating, my body feels really nice and comfortable. I can feel all the pressure and tension of the day just disappear, evaporate. And the body gets open and comfortable. And there comes a time when I know that this is as much as I can do for my body. It's relaxed, it's peaceful, it's comfortable. And now I let it go. My body vanishes. I put all my attention on my mental world. I notice a similarity between my mental world and my physical world. Sometimes, like this tension in the body because I've been working it too hard. There's tension in the mind because you have been working your mind too hard. Struggling to reach goals, to solve problems. Just like you relax the body, relax the mind. Anything which is pulling or pushing your mind, things to achieve, things to fix, that causes stress, tension inside the mind. Now you want to relieve that tension. So we let go of the pull to the past. We let go of that tendency to stretch into the future. So we're not pulled or pushed or strained at all. Let go of the past. Let the future develop by itself. Our job is now to rest in the present moment. At last you've got here. You've arrived. You are now. And in this moment, be kind. To accept this moment, to embrace it, to appreciate it. No 2 days of your life are ever the same. No 2 moments are the same. The moment you're experiencing right now is truly unique. It will never come again. So be at peace in this moment. Trust Trust that you don't need to fix up the past. You need to let it go. Have faith that you need to rest. And you don't need to fix up your future. Don't be afraid. It's only half an hour. You don't need to plan. And as you relax into the present moment, feel the taste of freedom again. The sense of being free from all worry and concern. Sense of coming home again. Of just being here. With nothing to achieve. Nowhere to go, just to be. Enjoy the beauty, the bliss, the delight of being free from all past and all future. Those are two prisons. Enjoy being free. Don't waste this opportunity to go thinking and planning and fantasizing. See if you can notice the silence between your thoughts. The silence which surrounds everything. The silence which is there when you are quiet. And enjoy. I will now be quiet until the end. Auto meditation.
approach the end of the meditation now. How relaxed do you feel? How peaceful? And know why you feel peaceful. What worked and what didn't. Going to end the meditation by ringing the gong 3 times. Please listen with your eyes closed to the 3 ringings of the gong. And only when the 3rd sound starts to fade away, only then open your eyes. Please take the opportunity to enjoy the sound of the gong with your eyes closed at the end of the meditation. Okay, another nice meditation. Okay, most people are in now.